Hare Krishna. So how all of you are doing? Thank you. I'm sorry to be a little late. I was supposed to come at 11:30. But I can see that how wonderfully you have utilized this time by hearing and singing so nicely. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's the best way to utilize our time. So speaking in English is fine. We can among this. I'm very happy to be with you all. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sharva Shastre Koi, Labha Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sharva Shiddhi Hai. So, you all are the sadhus, and just a moment's association with you all gives me the ultimate perfection of my existence. When Radhishyam Prabhu told me that he wanted me to speak to you all brahmacharis, I felt very happy because I heard a lot about this temple, the wonderful atmosphere of this temple, the wonderful devotees of the temple, and behind all of that, I was hearing Radhishyam Prabhu's glories. That he is the one who had been inspiring you, guiding you, training you in your spiritual life. Always consider it to be a great good fortune to have such wonderful guidance in your spiritual life. Spiritual life is very important. Actually, when you get the human form of life, it is meant to be utilized in spiritual activity. Because the human form of life provides us the opportunity to become free from material bondage. In other forms, it's not possible. Not only in the subhuman species of life, even in superhuman species, the species of life that are above human form, superior to human form, one cannot get out of the material bondage. For example, the demigods. They can't get out of the material bondage directly. They have to wait till the end of Brahma's life. Then those who are qualified, they'll go back to the spiritual sky. That is how rare an opportunity we get when you get the human form of life. Srila Prabhupada explained that the human form, Srila Prabhupada is actually drawing this concept from the concept that there are different types of consciousness. There are five types of consciousness, five categories of consciousness. Covered consciousness, that is, the trees and plants fall in that category. Achhadito Chetan, covered consciousness. We can see that they are conscious, trees and plants are conscious, but it's very difficult to figure out that they are conscious, because their consciousness is covered. Only a minute, very minute scrutinize, when you're scrutinizing very minutely, when you observe very minutely, then only can see where the trees and plants are also conscious. But otherwise they appear to be rather unconscious. That's why so unhesitatingly cut a tree. Because there is no protest. We think that the trees are unconscious, so we don't hesitate to just cut the tree. Then comes the shrunken state of consciousness. Shankuchito Chetan. Shankuchito means shrunken consciousness. From insects to the animals, they fall in that category. Shrunken consciousness. Then comes the bud state of consciousness. Bud of a flower. Apparently it is also in shrunken state. The petals are kind of in a shrunken state. So human beings apparently are in a shrunken state of consciousness. But the human beings have the ability, just like a bud, to bloom into a flower. This facility is not available in any other species. Only human beings can expand their consciousness to such an extent that they can understand Krishna. So, bud state of consciousness or mukulito chetan, mukul means a bud. And then the bud begins to bloom. That blooming state of consciousness is known as bikoshito chetan. Blooming state of consciousness. Now, for a bud to bloom, it needs two factors. For the bud to bloom, it needs the rays of the sun and the shelter of the water. Water and sun. Now here, who is the sun? Krishna is the sun. And who is the water? The spiritual master is the water. So, in the shelter of the spiritual master, when a living entity becomes exposed to Krishna, then his consciousness begins to develop. Blooming state of consciousness. The flower begins to bloom. And then comes the fully bloomed state of consciousness. The state of pure Krishna consciousness. Now see what an amazing opportunity we have here. We have the ability to expand our consciousness to such an extent that we can become fully Krishna conscious. Now, therefore, there is need to practice the process. Labdha sudur labham idam bohu sambhavante. Bohu sambhavante, after many, many possibilities, we have now received this very rare sudur labham. And what is that? That rare opportunity after many, many lifetimes, after many, many possibilities. That is Krishna consciousness. Now you consider, how did you get Krishna consciousness? Because of the guidance of a spiritual master. Because of the guidance of the Vaishnavas. And now you have become exposed to Krishna. So now, the consciousness should be completely focused on Krishna. That is what we are here to practice. And that process is spiritual life. And spiritual life means brahmachari life. Therefore Prabhupada said that in ISKCON, the brahmacharis are brahmacharis, householders are brahmacharis, vanaprasthis are brahmacharis, sannyasis are brahmacharis. Brahmachari, brahma acharati iti brahmachari. Brahma means brahmarpanang havi brahmagnau brahmanahutam. Brahmaiva tena gantabvam brahma karma samadhina. So what is this brahma? The brahma is the spiritual world, spiritual sky. So in Krishna consciousness, everybody is meant to be absorbed in spiritual activities. And that's how he becomes a brahmachari. Brahmachari is not just celibacy. It's more, far more than that, far beyond that. Celibacy is only a side effect of brahmachari life. Celibacy is a natural outcome of spiritual life. You become spiritually involved, you automatically get the higher taste, isn't it? When you develop your relationship with Krishna, you immediately get the higher taste. That loving exchange is experienced in the heart. And what is this experience like? It's something that we never experienced before. And that's the higher taste. And by getting the higher taste, we automatically give the lower taste. The lower taste is sense gratification. In the material nature, everyone is trying to derive some pleasure by gratifying their senses. Ahara nidra bhaya maithuna. These are derived, this pleasure, materialistic pleasures are derived from eating. There's some taste in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. So that is materialistic pleasure. There is some taste in them. But when you get the taste of Krishna consciousness, then you naturally give up this lower taste, which are actually considered to be animalistic pleasure. They are common also in the animals. Animals also derive their pleasure by eating. Animals also derive their pleasure by sleeping. Animals also derive their pleasure by mating and so forth. But a devotee, a human being who has perfected his existence by accepting Krishna consciousness, he derives his pleasure on another platform. And he derives his pleasure through this loving exchange with Krishna, which becomes practically manifest through the loving exchange between the devotees. Krishna, although he is so close to us, although he is situated in our hearts, although he is reciprocating with us constantly, due to our conditioning, we cannot register that. Like for example, like we eat food. Now if we meditate on food, then what we will see? This food is an expression of Krishna's love. Who gave this food? Just consider, a small little seed fell on the ground and it became a tree. And in that tree there are fruits. So delicious. We didn't have to make anything. There's a tree was standing there. Whatever it needed, it just automatically got. It got the rays of the sun. It got the nourishment from the soil. It got everything that it needed. And the result is the fruit from the tree. And look at the taste of the fruit. Just bite an apple and see. So juicy and sweet and so nourishing. Now who gave this apple? And now see the wonderful arrangement. We get the apple as our food. We eat the food. And then there is a seed inside the apple. It falls on the ground. Another apple tree comes out. And in that apple tree there are so many apples. And in those apples there are so many seeds. In those seeds there are so many apple trees. In those trees there are so many apples. So tell me, who made this arrangement? So just from a bite of an apple we can see how wonderfully Krishna is bestowing His mercy upon us. From this bite of an apple, or just the sight of an apple, we can see how much Krishna loves us. The Krishna consciousness actually means that meditating upon Krishna's mercy from everything that we go through in our life. But although due to our conditioning we may not be able to experience Krishna's mercy so vividly, but from the Vaishnavas, it becomes obvious, it becomes apparent. We can see how wonderfully they are actually transmitting Krishna's mercy to us. In the form of their guidance, in the form of their teaching, in the form of their compassion, in the form of their care. Then automatically our heart becomes filled with gratitude for that Vaishnava. So this is how we begin to realize, we begin to get the higher taste. And then the lower taste automatically becomes completely insignificant, completely unimportant. So we are very fortunate that somehow or other we got the human form. Isn't it wonderful? We got this human body. And this body we got in this very special age of Kali. Very special age because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already came and performed his pastime. And it's very, very special because we not only came after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we came after Srila Prabhupada, who already made arrangements to distribute Krishna consciousness so wonderfully all over the world. It is only due to Prabhupada's mercy that we are able to receive Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And that also we appear in this particular day of Brahma, in the particular Manvantar, Vaivashyata Manvantar, the reign of 7th Manu. We happen to be born in the 28th Chaturyuga, and in that 28th Chaturyuga, especially in the age of Kali Yuga, that came right after Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna performed his Braja Leela. It's an inconceivable good fortune. We don't know whether we have come before, we don't remember that. But at least this is a reality for us. So let's take full advantage of this. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
Can you just tell about what were the challenges for making this serial Abhayacharan? Like from where the sources were taken on the story? Right? From Prabhupada Lilamrita or somewhere else also?
Okay, sure. Yeah. So first of all, why and how I got involved in the project. You see, Prabhupada, during my first meeting with him, he asked me to translate his books into Bengali. So, I was doing that when Prabhupada was here, although I was serving Prabhupada personally, but that was my main business, main duty. To translate his books. And then I used to show the translations to Srila Prabhupada and he used to correct me. In this way Prabhupada was training me up. And so after Prabhupada left, you know, this was my main service, to translate his books. But in 1987, when ISKCON went through a major crisis, I got involved in the GBC. And I became extremely involved at the time, actually. Because there were our society was going through a major, major difficulty. It was a very difficult phase. And my translation stopped. And for 5-6 years, I couldn't really do any translation from 87 to 93-92. Then, and actually, I used to feel very guilty about it, because that's the service that Prabhupada gave me. So much so that, you know, when maybe I have been busy the whole day with various managerial responsibilities, but in the evening I used to feel, at night, before going to bed, I used to feel that I haven't done anything today, because I didn't translate a single page. See, that used to constantly make me feel very guilty. Then in 93, I actually resolved that I would translate Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam. By that time, I actually translated Bhagavad Gita, I translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srimad Bhagavatam was yet to be done. I did only one canto, probably. First part of the first canto. And then I got involved with the GBC. You see, it so happened, in 1984, I was planning, I started to translate Srimad Bhagavatam. But then Jayapadaka Maharaj told me that, see, 86 is Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary. So why don't you translate Chaitanya Charitamrita and offer it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So I thought that's a good idea. That's why I translated Chaitanya Charitamrita before Srimad Bhagavatam. And so most of the books were done, like Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, Krishna book, Science of Self-Realization, Perfect Question, Perfect Answer, and all that, you know. So in 93 I resolved that I would translate the Bhagavatam and offer it to Prabhupada for his centennial. That means I only had about 3 years to complete Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, many devotees told me, it'll be impossible. In the 30 volumes in 3 years. But by Prabhupada's mercy, not only the books were translated, the books were also printed. But when I almost reached the target of translating the Srimad Bhagavatam, up to the point where Prabhupada translated actually. That's about what we had at that time. So then I felt that I must offer something, do something for Srila Prabhupada for his centennial. It was around that time I came across one magazine. I don't even remember what was the thing. It describes all the great personalities of the 20th century. And with a lot of expectation, I was thinking that Prabhupada's name must be there. But to my great dismay, Prabhupada's name was not there. And I felt that it is actually our fault that we haven't been able to glorify Srila Prabhupada enough and broadcast his glory. So that's the time I was thinking of, I thought of making a movie on Srila Prabhupada's life so that people, although Lilamrita is there, Prabhupada's greatness is perfectly depicted there. But people don't read books, but people watch movies. So first I actually thought of making a movie on Srila Prabhupada's life. And I was making the preparations. Then one day I had a meet, I was telling Hema Malini about that. Hema Malini is very close to our movement. And she is the one who told me that, look, the problem with the movie is that if it is not successful, if it doesn't make it to the box office, then nobody will watch it. So the whole endeavor may be wasted. So why not make a serial, TV serial? And that will, you know, stretch over a period of time and people will watch. Even if some episodes are not so nice, still people will watch. So that actually gave me the idea to make it into a serial. And fortunately, Doordarshan, I went and met with the Director General, Mr. K.K. Sharma. And he turned out to be a great admirer of ISKCON. He didn't have any connection with ISKCON. But he went to America. When he went to America, he visited New Vrindavan. And he was very impressed. And it is because of him actually to get a slot in the TV, in the Doordarshan, was very difficult those days. Even now it's become even more difficult, although there are so many channels. Those days Doordarshan was about the only channel. Anyway, I got a slot and we started to make the serial. Initially I thought that I'll make the arrangements, and we hired people to direct and make a team and make the film. Even the scripts, we got others to write the script. But then in the process of making the movie, I began to become aware. First of all, the money was being wasted like anything. You know, film industry is a very expensive industry. You know. So I was seeing that, you know, the way they were spending money. So I decided, okay, the production I will take over myself. And so I started to organize that, you know. Then I began to see that the script writer is not really able to depict Srila Prabhupada properly. And so I started to give my input in writing the script also. And then I began to notice that the director is not really able to, you know, bring out, you know, the episode, the scenes, you know, the way I wanted. So then I took over the direction. So that is how, you know, I got involved in Abhaycharan. Finally, I was doing practically everything, starting from, you know, selecting the caste, selecting location. Because then we started to, another problem we had, like, you know, we had to shoot all over the world. You know, like, initially we started to shoot in India, but then I went to America, then I went to England, then I went to Europe, then I went to South Africa, you know, started to shoot all over. And anyway, it was a wonderful experience. Yes? Yeah, one more point I just, that you asked, like, where did I get the themes? Most of the themes are from Lilamrita. But you know, like you elaborate. Like say for example, you know, Prabhupada getting typhoid and that chicken soup that was given to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada refused to take it. It was just a paragraph, 5-6 lines. Now I elaborated into 122-minute episode. Like just chicken soup episode. Yes. Vishakshan also we thank you.
Maharaj, there is one episode, one incident in the Abhaycharan where Prabhupada is in America and when this person comes, agent of Kali.
Okay, very
good. I want to know more about you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, I took some poetic license, right? Because, you know, just to show what Prabhupada was standing for, right? Therefore, we just depicted in that way. The Kali is a personality. And Kali is trying to oppose Srila Prabhupada and, you know, prevent him from what he was doing. But Prabhupada's spiritual potency defeated Kali. And that made him establish Krishna consciousness all over the world. No, Prabhupada did not tell me about that. But the ghost incidents Prabhupada told me. Ghost. Prabhupada rented a house in Allahabad. And that was haunted house. And Prabhupada rented it because it was, you know, it was a nice house and no one would rent it because it was haunted. But Prabhupada didn't care about the ghost. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande, Hare. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So I'll see you all this evening again. And I was very happy to be here. And as Radhisham Prabhu announced this morning that that I'm already planning to come back again. And that time we will have I'll try to come on a weekend so that Saturday and Sunday we can have the seminar on Sharanagati. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Bol Premanande. Hare Krishna.